Thanks, Pastor Rob. Thanks, church. How are we? Good. We're well. Isn't God good? All of the time. Well, why don't we pray and let's just dive into the Word. And Lord, we thank you that you're here. We thank you that you are not a distant God that's far off, but you are right here with us. So Lord, we just become aware of your presence here with us in this moment. And Lord, we thank you that your presence is not just a warm fuzzy, it's not a feeling, but your presence is you. It's the person of Jesus. And so Lord, we just open our hearts to receive all that you have for us. And Lord, help me to just proclaim your word with truth. And we just commit this morning to you in your holy, precious name. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are enjoying the stage of life with our kiddos. Esther's three, and the wonderful, wild, wacky things she comes out with. it's just hilarious. I would be here all day if I... We have a note on our phone. We try and keep up with all of the little funny sayings she has. The other day, it was quite damaging. If you could be praying for me. She likes a bedtime story, so I'm sitting there in her bed and telling her a story, and she goes, "Mummy tells better stories than you." Okay, cool. Cool, thanks. Duly noted. I will take that feedback on. So I'm still recovering, but... Yes, humbling, that's for sure. But also, I think we are just blown away, I think, with children. There is such innocence and there is such a sense of wonder that I think we can learn from. We're called to have childlike faith. And so I came home from work this week and Beck tells me, "Oh, Esther said something this day. And she said, just out of the blue, they're playing in her room, and she just looks at Beck and she goes, "More freedom, more healing." And Beck's like, "Hang on a second. What did you say?" She says, "More freedom, more healing." And Beck said, where did you hear that? Like, was that from a book or something? She said, "It just popped in. Just popped in. Holy Spirit's just communicating with her right there in her room. More freedom, more healing." And that has stuck with me all week. More freedom, more healing. And I really believe that's what the Lord's wanting to release this morning. More freedom and more healing. And I thought, as I was thinking around just those two phrases, I was like, that is a really great summary of the gospel. Amen? That because of Jesus' death on the cross, his blood was shed for our righteousness, our wholeness, that we can access freedom through his blood. And because his body was broken, every sickness is removed, we can access more healing. The gospel summed up right there. More freedom, more healing. So, I suppose it's just a very simple truth that I wanted to remind us of this morning, that we have freedom through Christ. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it'll come up on the screen. It says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." So why did Christ die? For... Let's try that again. Why did Christ die? Yeah, amen. So this freedom that we have, what is it exactly? Freedom in an earthly point of view is I'm just going to do whatever I want. I've got my own will. I can just, if I want to do this, I'm going to do that. It's every man for himself. It's my truth, my will. My way or the highway. Sounds good, but it's very me-centric, isn't it? puts us right at the center of the story because it's up to whatever we want. And, you know, in the King James version of that verse, it says, to stand firm, therefore, in the liberty. The liberty, the freedom. It's not a version of freedom, a version of truth, a version of liberty, but it is the liberty, the freedom. And that means that there is only one true definition of freedom, isn't there? And that is found in Jesus. It is found in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So true freedom cannot exist without the Lord. Amen? It has to be contained in the beauty and wonder and splendor of Jesus. That's freedom of death, freedom of condemnation, freedom of sin, freedom from the law. Freedom. This is the true freedom, and this is Jesus-centric, isn't it? Instead of us at the center, it's Christ at the center. And I think the enemy works so hard to convince us that this is not reality, that this is not the truth, that we don't have access to this freedom through Christ Jesus, that we're still stuck in a yoke of slavery. That yoke of slavery, it's tiresome, it's burdensome, it's difficult. But we have that reassurance in Matthew 11, that very famous scripture that explains his yoke. It says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Two sides of the coin here. There's the yoke of slavery, or there's the yoke that is easy. And that's the yoke of Jesus. And that's true freedom right there. So we aren't weighed down, are we? We're free through the Lord, through Christ. But the enemy doesn't like this reality, does he? I don't know about you, but you know, there's many times the enemy will try and come and whisper into my ear and try and convince me that that's not my inheritance, that my inheritance is not freedom. Oh, you're still stuck in that cycle of sin. Are you still, you're still struggling in that area of your life? Yeah, you're not free. Oh, you really better clean up your mess before you try and come to him. Oh, you're trying to worship. Oh, but what about that little thing yesterday? You're not free. Or sometimes we can do the enemy's bidding for him. It's like we'll tell ourselves these things. Oh, I'm not free. I know that the Bible says, you know, his blood and whatnot, but you know, I'm still struggling with this, or you know, God's probably not listening to my prayers because, you know, I'm a mess. Has anyone seen that those videos of, like, you know, a dog that is in its front yard and it's barking at, I don't know, something on the other side of the fence? And it's just going up and down the fence, like barking, like it's, I want to get out there, but I'm stuck behind this fence. And then the camera zooms out and the fence is like 2 meters wide. And there's just a complete open area here. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? It's like, it's stuck, it's bound. It's like, I want to get that thing right there, but I'm stuck here. And if I could just get past this thing here, I'm going to get to that. Meanwhile, there's just complete access right here. And we can live like this, can't we? Maybe it's just me. We can live like this, can't we? Where we're like, oh man, like, you know, I wish I was free. I wish I could just, there's freedom. There's all the things I want to access here. There's the promises of God. There's the things that he's spoken over my life. There's wholeness. It's right here, but I'm stuck. Meanwhile, Jesus is like, I removed that gate. It's you have access. You are free. Is this resonating with anyone? If we aren't operating in freedom, then we're yoked by slavery. But the truth is, you know, that gate has been removed. Jesus has removed the gate. We have complete access. And I think one of the reasons the enemy tries to work overtime to convince us that we are bound here is that when an army of beloved sons and daughters of the living God can step into the fullness of what we have access to through the blood of Christ, that is a very powerful thing, amen? That is when his kingdom comes, that is when his will is done, that is when we see more freedom and more healing, that is when the kingdom advances and moves forward. So for us to take the full inheritance of all that Jesus paid for on that cross, this is we have complete access, we have complete freedom, complete liberty through Jesus. And I think the key to that, this is what I've been trying to remind myself of day in, day out, is knowing who I am in Christ. That's the key, knowing who we are in Christ. See, Jesus died on that cross and he took care of every sin, every addiction, every brokenness, every mindset. When his blood was spilt, when his body was broken, he took care of every diagnosis, every sickness, every disease, everything. One sacrificial act that changed all of eternity. And we have access to this through faith in Jesus. So we don't have to live bound anymore, do we? 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the what of God? The righteousness of God." So it's by faith in Jesus that we access this. We can live unencumbered by the weight of sin, by the weight of oppression, whatever it is. And this is a beautiful transaction, that our identity is found in the Lord, that we would receive his Spirit, that when we are standing before the Father, God is looking at us. He's not seeing our record of wrong and right. But we have the righteousness of Christ. He sees us pure. He sees us blameless. He sees us spotless. He sees us clean. That we're forgiven, that we're redeemed, that we're sanctified. That we're blameless. That we're seated in heavenly places. That God would put his very Spirit inside of us. That we could understand the mysteries of God. How powerful is that? I think oftentimes as well, we can dull this down when we say things like, "Oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace." It sounds humble and noble. Or, "I'm just broken. I'm trying to get whole." But we're declaring over ourselves that our original state, our foundational state is something that we're not. I am just a sinner or I am broken. No. Because of the blood of Jesus, this can dull down the power of the blood of Jesus. Romans, it says that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. While we were, that's a past tense thing. And that changes a lot. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner saved by grace. But who am I now? I'm a beloved son. I'm a beloved daughter. I'm a saint. I'm saved. I'm redeemed. This is who I am. And this is how God sees us. And for us to remind ourselves of this and to let this not just be head knowledge or not let this just be words that we read on a page and be like, that's for someone else. You know, I've just got to, you know, I'll disqualify myself from that. You don't know what I've been through. God does. And he was thinking of you when he died on that cross for you. To wash us clean, to erase our history, erase our past, and make us pure, holy, righteous, blameless, spotless, sanctified, redeemed, set free in Jesus. Maybe we could have the team up. Mindful of time, I just want to leave some space for what I feel the Lord's wanting to do, but my prayer is that this can, like I said, that this can just settle in our spirits because as it does, this affects how we live. And this is where the power lies, that if we can live from this reality, it'll affect how you live, your thoughts as you wake up in the morning and, oh, here we go again, it's another day, or, Jesus, shouldn't have had that argument with my wife before. I'm just a mess. I'm just slept through my alarm, didn't get up and read the Bible. I'm just a mess. It'll change our ability to co-labor with Christ. That we can become aware that, oh, hang on, I'm loved, I'm redeemed, the Lord is seeing me as blameless, as spotless, I'm a beloved son, I'm a beloved daughter, I can actually declare truth, I can actually partner with the Lord to see bad situations turned around. I know that I'm loved, I know that I'm forgiven. Should put a spring in our step. You know, as we rise throughout the day, as our thoughts process, processing our thoughts throughout the day, Lord, I receive your grace. I thank you for your mercy. Oh, Lord, you love me. Wow. Irrespective of what I do or don't do. We can walk freely in the confidence that he paid such a high price for. And this isn't, you know, permission to go, oh, cool, well, I'll just sin and do whatever I want and God still loves me, it's all good. No, Paul talks about that in Romans. But if we do fall short or we do stumble, it's like, oh, hang on a second, that's not who I am anymore. Lord, I just receive your forgiveness. I repent, I turn away. That's like a foreign substance. It's, you know, that's sin. That doesn't belong. That's not who I am. I've got a new DNA. I'm a new creation. And I think this is where the difference between condemnation and conviction, the enemy will really try and get in our heads. But if we can discern the difference between the voice of condemnation, which is from the enemy, or the voice of conviction from the Holy Spirit. Condemnation will pull us away from God. Conviction brings us closer. Condemnation will push us down. Conviction will lift us back, reinstate us back into that place. That's not who you are. This is how we don't allow ourselves to fall back into that bound place behind the fence. I've fallen short again, I've stuffed up. That voice in my head's telling me, you know, shame, condemnation, guilt. But God says, no, 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 it's okay. My blood has paid for it all. My blood is, you're washed clean. You're my son, I love you. Hey, just let that thing go. Come back here. This is who I tell you that you are. More freedom, more healing. Amen. More freedom, more healing. I'm not standing here saying I've got it all sorted and, you know, it's... But this has been so liberating to just try and remind myself day in, day out. Oh, he loves me. Oh, his blood paid for it all. Oh, yep, I stumble, I fall short. That's okay, I'll get back up. He still loves me. I'm not defined by that. I don't have to try and work my way back. I can just receive his grace and acknowledge the power of the blood of Jesus. So perhaps we could all stand this morning. And if you're here this morning and you feel like you could identify that you're like, yeah, the enemy's been, like I feel like I'm stuck in a cycle of sin, or I feel like I'm stuck in a cycle of brokenness, and the enemy's been having a field day. I feel like I'm that dog behind the fence, not realizing that I actually have freedom through Christ. Would you be just so bold as just to lift your hand? Because I really feel like there's freedom for people in this place. If you're like, yeah, the enemy's just been having a field day. Yeah, hands going up. If you can pray in a heavenly language, can you just start to pray out in tongues? Lord, we thank you for the transformational power of your blood. That we are free, not on our own merits, but we are free because of the blood of Christ. And that is not just a partial truth, that is a full truth. So Lord, I just declare the truth of our free status through Christ Jesus to be revealed to these people right now in a way that they've never experienced, that the burden of sin would fall off, the burden of brokenness, whatever it is, that there would just be like a lightness coming upon them. Lord, I thank you that you call us redeemed. You call us forgiven. You call us set free. This is the truth. So Lord, we just let go of any burden of sin. We let go of anything that's been trying to keep us bound. And we declare that we have freedom, freedom, freedom in Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just receive it right now. We receive it right now. Thank you, Lord. Let our mindsets shift. Let there be a new default that wouldn't be, oh, yep, you're defined by your past, but no, we are defined by the blood of Jesus. Beloved sons, beloved daughters, we just take access of that. We take our inheritance. Thank you, Lord. The other thing I felt really strongly this week is that the Lord is wanting to heal some people. Says that healing is in His wings. And there might even be some that you maybe you've had like some long-term things, some chronic things that you've been going through that you've just lost a bit of hope about, or you've maybe even discredited yourself, like, I know God heals, but I don't know, maybe it's just not for me. So if you've got pain in your body this morning, or if there's some condition that you've been just putting up with, could you wave your hands as well, please, up really high? And maybe we could just lift the lights a little bit, because I want to activate each and every one of us here. So can we just bring up the house lights? Thanks, Ange. I think it's important to talk about freedom and healing at the same time, because if we don't know that we have the ability to co-labor with Christ, then we're not going to know that we can actually bring the Lord's will for someone's body, the Lord's will for someone's life. Like, he wants to use us to enact His will. That's what He's chosen. So if there's someone around you that has their hand up, could you just gather around them? Maybe just put them up really high just so people can see. And let's just, if you need to get out of your chairs to find someone. I want to encourage you, if you're thinking, oh man, I probably can't pray for someone to get healed. I haven't read my Bible much this week. I can't pray for someone to get healed. I've barely prayed for anything this week. No. We are redeemed. We are made righteous in His sight. So what I want us to do is I want us, because we are beloved sons and beloved daughters, we're not asking God, can you please do this? I really, you know, I'm just begging you to do this, please. But can we step in by our faith, by faith, can we step into our place of identity and declare the name of Jesus over that circumstance, over that situation? So if it's something that you're comfortable sharing with, perhaps just tell the people around you what the need is, what the issue is. So just take a couple of moments just to check in with that person you're praying for. And once you know what that is, I want you to speak to that thing and just command it to go in Jesus' name, declare that it's broken, and just speak the name of Jesus. So we're not asking God to do something. We know that this is in His will for people to be healed and whole. So just begin to speak the name of Jesus. If you've got your hand up and no one's around you, can you give it a really big wave so we can make sure no one's getting missed? We declare the name of Jesus over every sickness, over every infirmity, over every disease, over every chronic thing, over every long-term thing, the niggly little thing to the terminal diagnosis, whatever it is, we speak the name of Jesus and we declare healing, healing, healing right now. Healing in the name of Jesus. We just declare your broken body and your shed blood, the completed work of the cross, over every body, over every cell, right now. Sickness, you have to leave. You have no place here. All right. Here's where we're going to exercise a little bit of faith again. If you had your hand up and it's something you can you check and see if, you know, if the pain was, I'm really struggling and, you know, maybe give it a number out of 10 or something and just see where it's at now. If it's something you can check. Cool. Has anyone felt, if those that you could check something. Has anyone felt a difference in their body? Yes, thank you, Lord. Rob, Neri, yes, thank you, my sister here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Joe, praise the Lord. The Lord is our healer, amen? Amen. We've got a few more minutes. I want us to go again. If you're someone that's like, we prayed, the pain's still there, we're gonna go again. Is that okay? Is that okay? Awesome. So can we again just gather around those people? Give us a wave if you're, yep, if you're still in pain. Hey, people are getting free, amen? People are getting healed. This is beautiful. If you're one of those people that were like, yep, the Lord's just healed me, can you find someone that is still in pain? Can we see hands if you're still in pain? Yep, Janelle at the back. Don't be shy, guys. The Lord's moving. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your healing flow. We thank you for what you're doing here. Lord, we are walking in our inheritance as your sons and daughters. And so we just declare healing. We declare wholeness. We command every cell to come into alignment by the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We speak your name. The name that saves, the name that redeems, the name that heals. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Again, if it's something that you can notice a difference and you feel that has improved or completely gone, can you give us a wave? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lord. A few more hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, can we just give a praise, shout of praise to Jesus? Thank you, Lord. You are healing. You're setting people free. We thank you, Lord. We give you all of the praise. We give you all of the praise and all of the honor. Lord, you are glorious. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And for those that you're like, yep, I've been prayed for and I'm still in a bit of pain. Some healings take place like we've seen this morning, instantly. Others can take a bit of time. So I want you by faith just to declare that thing over your body. I'm healed. I'm healed. It's done. It's done. And I strongly believe that there's going to be testimonies throughout, you know, the next day. Even as you go to bed tonight, you'll wake up and you'll be like, oh, that's completely gone. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing.